Today our scriptures are going to come from the book of Psalms. If you have a Bible, I'll give you time to get it on your phone, however you want to, or if you just love to hear my voice, I'm going to read it. The book of Psalms, we are coming from chapter 51, Psalms 51, verses 10 through 12 and 15 through 17. At some moment, I would like for you to take time and perhaps read the entire psalm. If I don't do it for you, you know how you get caught up sometime. You might have to go back a little bit. But today our psalm, 51, verses 10 through 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me in your generous spirit. Verse 15, O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Before we go any further, thank God for the reading of his word and for the hearers of his word. I just wanted to make a disclosure and a correction. In our programs, it says that, that's if anybody really check it out. It says the sermon is God ain't no Indian giver. Now, I thought about it, and it was just too late. I did ask that it be changed, but it was a little bit too late because as you think about things, and I thought about what would be politically correct. What does Indian giver means? So I looked it up. And the thing is, when I was young, you know, we'd going around, when we were kids, we would always say that, especially if someone gave us something, and then they take it back. We would say, they call them an Indian giver. Or we would say a phrase like, black, black, no takes his back. We're just trying to make some rhymes and things, you know, we didn't know. But it's a new day now. It's a new way of saying things. It's a new way of being culturally competent. So with that, I had to look and see what was going on with that. And I found that this was a practice when the settlers wrongfully interpreted what the Indians were giving to them. And they were loans. And I put it like this. If you wanted to borrow my hammer because you needed to build on your porch or something, and then I asked you for my hammer back. See, that was a loan. I loaned you my tools. I need them back because I need them to probably work on something that I needed. So this is the kind of thing that was going on when the settlers came in. You know, the Indians would loan them things so that they can get it built. And so that word, and was coined, it was a denigrative, to denigrate the native race. So now in the Webster, it says that it's a person who gives you something and then they want to take it back. Well, I certainly do not want to offend my Indian brothers and sisters, and nor do I want to offend my own heritage. My great-grandmother was an Indian. She was a Chickasaw Indian from Mississippi. So I certainly don't want to offend the Indian brothers and sisters. So thus the title that I did take was God Don't Take Nothing Back. God don't take nothing back. And I wanted to concentrate there on verse 11. In Psalms 51, it's a song, it's a prayer of repentance. David had, in the Bible, it says, gone into Bathsheba. So Nathan, the prophet, had to go to him. So when he went to him, this is what he said. And one of the first things he said was, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. But I based the script, this the sermon on verse 11, not even verse 10, the one that came before it. Because if I had written this, I think I would have written verse 11 would be 10. And then 10 would be 11. Because create in me a clean house, a clean heart, O God, renew a steadfast spirit within me. Then do not, no, it would have been, do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. You see, what was happening here is that David, because of his sin, because of what he had did, and we all sin, we all fall short. So when I see this, I was saying, well, thank you, David, because I don't think I would have had sense enough to say it like that. But this was a man that was a king, and he was a man after God's own heart. And he did something of abomination to God. He took upon another man's wife. He killed the man. He did some really terrible thing. And he said, don't take your spirit from me. You know, he was so serious. Like, I kind of feel that sometimes. I mean, I don't know. Maybe somebody else does too. When something just may not be going right, and you're just not feeling well, and you're not feeling the presence of God. You're not feeling that God is still there with you. You're not feeling even good about yourself sometime about something that may have happened or something you may have done or may not have done. So you feel like God is not there anymore. But I'm here to tell you, I know the word is for somebody because he said it. He said that if I, oh Lord, would open up my lips and show forth your praise. He says, God don't desire some of these sacrifices, these things that we may say that, oh Lord, if you do this for me, if you forgive me, oh God, for what I've just done, then I will. God don't need any of our wills, because God already knows that our will sometime is I won't, or I can't. Or I forgot about it, or I'll do it next week, or I ain't got it right now. Whatever it is, God already know about that. So he doesn't want anything from us. But when we get into this, cast me not from your presence, don't take your Holy Spirit, we have to kind of understand that there were others even before and even after that was saying the same thing to God. Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Abraham had to pray for his cousin Lot. If we could just find one righteous, Lord, don't take his life. God didn't want to take his cousin from him. So he made a way. So we got to understand that God takes nothing back from us. When God said to him to and to keep whatever it had, whatever you have, I am loving and I am kind and I am forgiving. So he doesn't need our sacrifices. There are a couple of other places in the Bible where I just know that the people or the person was saying, please God, don't take that back. Don't take your spirit from us. And when I was thinking about it, I was thinking about in the book of Joshua. I was thinking about the Israelites who go back to the book of Exodus, where they were delivered, set free, and murmuring and complaining about everything that God had given. They didn't even have food to eat, and he rained down manna from heaven. It was so much food that God gave them, there was enough to just give away, and some of it just disintegrated. God, do not take your spirit from us. But they didn't appreciate what God had done. And there was fear in them as well as in David. Because at that particular point in time, they felt like we did not please God. They said in Joshua that the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hand. All the people were melting in fear because of us. They said, give praise to God. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he had done. But because of the shame and embarrassment that they felt for what they had done and to God, they weren't able to do that. They weren't able to praise God and lift God's holy name up. And you know that could be somebody today. Because of whatever you're fearing, whatever you're going through, whatever happened, whatever that during this pandemic that made us and so many of us just change and we're not into worship God anymore and we're not thinking about those things. But we have to think about what God has given us. And he's giving us the ability to open up our mouth and to praise. And he has not taken that back. God did not do that. In Isaiah 9 and 6, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Where do we find him? We find him in John 3:16. God gave us his only begotten Son so that any of us who believe in him may not perish but have everlasting life. Dearly beloved, God is still here. Jesus is still here. He did not take him from us. He did not take anything from us. I know sometimes we feel like he's just not here, but he didn't. He did not take him away from us. He made a way. Something did happen though, and we know that. We can read it in John and Luke. We can read all the gospels that give a portrayal of the Master. When they hung him high and stretched him wide, and when he hung his head and died. When it says he gave up the ghost, he gave up his spirit. But God didn't take that away from us. God did not cast us from his presence. He did not take his Holy Spirit from us. His Holy Spirit is Jesus. And I want you to know that. He took him, but he came back to love us, to save us, and to protect us. Jesus is still here. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from me, David was saying. Do not take my God. Do not take the God that lives within me. So through it all, Jesus is still here. Through the pandemic, Jesus is still here. Our Holy Spirit was not taken from us. Through earthquakes all over the world, through storms and, and through sadness and loneliness and through hunger and sickness all over the world, through this time, our Holy Spirit is still here. God did not take our Holy Spirit. So as David was lamenting and crying out to God not to take his Holy Spirit from him, I want you to know that God takes nothing back from us. If you feel like something has been lost, if you feel like there's something that during this time, during this pandemic, that was probably taken from you. I know I felt like something was taken from me during this time. I wasn't able to come out and worship with my brothers and my sisters. I wasn't able to go out of my house without putting on a mask and at certain times and without separating myself. I know a lot was taken from me, but God was not. Through it all, he stayed right here with us through all of this time. And so when David was saying that, create in me a clean heart, renew a steadfast spirit within me, I can relate. Because sometimes I was angry because it didn't end fast enough. I've been in this pandemic too long, God. So I had something taken away from me. But what I do know is that if anything has been taken from you, God is the one that can give it back to you. He can give you back that spirit of praise, that spirit of worship. He can give it back to you. Isaiah 12 and 4 tells us that in that day you will give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name among all the nations about all the good things he has done. Even through these terrible times that we have had, we will be able to give God glory. We will be able to lift up the name of Jesus. He gave us Jesus. They thought they took him away from us. They thought that we were going to perish, that we had nobody. But God turned that around. He gave Jesus back to us. And when he did, he also given us a name above all names, a name throughout all the earth. He gave us the name of Jesus. Jesus, don't worry, God will take nothing back from us. He gave us Jesus, and then he gave us a name that we can call anytime, anywhere, for whatever, for any reason. Even when we think that the Holy Spirit is not in us anymore, we can go straight to God for that gift that he gave us. We don't have to worry. The Bible tells us that God will take nothing back. He said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. You can find that in the book of John. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry, my brothers and sisters, because there is nothing in this world that can be taken from you. Man didn't give it to you, so man can't take it away. No matter how hard one may try, even during these times, to take the spirit of the living God out of you and away from you, just remember David when he said, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Create in me a clean heart, a pure heart. I want to have a broken and contrite spirit. I want this because this spirit can be seen through you and around you and about you. The Bible says don't let that light that he gave you be hidden under a bushel. People are supposed to see you, and you are bright as I see you right now. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works that God gave you, and he will take nothing back from you. I want to just talk about a little bit about myself and how I related to David. It's been a while now, 25, 30 years ago, that I felt like David. I felt the iniquities that I had done. And I did ask God to blot them all out. I begged for forgiveness. And I know that when I did that, and when I asked God, I asked God, and I specifically said, please, God, take these addictions away from me. Take away the alcohol and take away the drugs. Take them away from me. So I understand David when he did something and then he had to change his lifestyle and change the way that he lived and get God to create a clean spirit. Give me something more. I understood that. And I understood too that when the presence of the Lord entered into me and saved me and cleaned me up, gave me the joy of my salvation, I also realized that he would not take those things back from me. He did not take away his forgiveness and love. He did not take that from me. But what he did give me was courage. He gave me willpower so that I could go on and live my life without all this mess that was in my head and in my life and keeping me from growing in God. So when something tries to stop you from moving forward and from lifting up the name of Jesus, remember that you can go to him and you can ask him for whatever it is that you need and he will give it to you. He will do it unto you. He will do it for you. I'm going to end with 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the great mercies that he has given us. A new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He rose again. They thought they took him from us, but he rose again to give us a glorious life. Dear God, do not take your Holy Spirit from us. And he did not. God know that we needed Jesus. He know that we would have suffered a great loss. He know that we would have to continue to fight even harder than we do. So he raised him up again so that we may live again and so that we may have a clean heart, a new spirit. God does not take anything back from you, my beloved. As a matter of fact, he gives, and he gave us Jesus. Amen.